All right. No, this is none of this is usable. Nothing. None of it. Not as
all right. What else you got?
Recorded for 19 minutes. Dig into that.
I was gonna say, dig into that bag of you know, special starting podcast tricks that you've got, and start with something good.
I thought you were gonna say Easter chocolate. I'll dig into a bag of that.
Oh, that would be delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, everybody, you waited a month for that. Hello and welcome to episode 688 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. And back with me again is
Adam in lovely Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Is it lovely?
Yeah, sure is.
Well, I mean, it's been a month since I've even got an update on Vancouver. What's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
It's nice. It was clear and sunny and maybe 13 degrees today. So it's not like you're not laying by the pool yet, but it was nice to be outside.
When you were 23 years old,
mm-hmm.
Did you ever know the temperature? Like the actual number of the temperature? Like you knew it's like, oh, it's nice outside. I won't take a jacket. But were you like, no, oh man, today was
13. I don't think so. I think it's an old person thing, yeah.
I think it's a combination of old person and the technology. Because we also didn't... Did we have thermometers when we were that age? No.
I think you got the weather from the radio. It was like, oh, today it's going to be sunny and a high of 17.
Yes. But you weren't paying... Like, was that on CFOX? You didn't get that on...
That's a good point.
Z95.3, probably not. Probably aren't getting the top 8 at 8. That's what you're listening for. Yeah, boys to men. Yeah.
Yeah, I think now we're inundated with all that data because my kids also know the temperature each day.
My kids ask. Hey, like my son will ask because they ride their bike to school. Like, hey, what's the temperature going to be today? And I was like, I don't know. It's April. Just bring a windbreaker, I suppose. what is the honest to God, like, you're not going to the Arctic. You're not going on an expedition today.
Right. Yeah.
So like if you forget your jacket, you're like, oh man, it looked nice and sunny. I get outside and it's 8 degrees now. Are you going to die of hypothermia?
No, probably not.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, I think like this is the least favorite part of what Steve Jobs did for me is the temperature thing.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. What's happening?
Oh, I was gonna say, what's happening over there?
Patreon is happening. If you want to help, but I don't know. It's still up. Patreon is still up because even though we're still gonna continue doing the once a month show. Does that still, for now, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but maybe more, maybe less. We don't know. We don't know yet. Whether that still deserves Patreon support, that should be up to the Patreoners. There's certainly no hard feelings either way.
Yeah. Well, the quality is like 4 times as good, so.
It is. It's like you've boiled it down and condensed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's true. So what you're saying is people
maybe freeze dried it. Yeah.
Freeze dry. Yeah. So up your monthly amount is what Adam is saying.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks to all the Patreon supporters. We appreciate it very much. We still, the costs are the same. No matter how many shows you put out, it still costs the same. That's what the fun part is. So technically we should put out like 6 shows a day to get our money's worth.
Sure.
Yeah. That'll work out. So there's that. All right, go to the website, twohosers.com, and find the Patreon link. Thank you, everybody. So what is going on in Germany? Nothing. I mean, the usual. Everything, baseball is, we're back outside now, which I'm guessing you guys must be playing by now, right?
No, start next weekend, but we haven't even practiced outside. We've just been practicing at the cage. So first practice, I think they're going to have outside will be this week, which is right before their first game. So it's just, really? You know, it's been cold. Yeah, it's been cold and damp, and the fields haven't been in great shape. So,
right.
Yeah, it's just the way it goes. So I think there were some teams that started this weekend, and actually it would have been fine to do because the weather was good and it's been dry for a couple of days. So timing wise, hopefully it's all just happening at the right time.
Indeed. Yeah. We had our top team had its first exhibition game last weekend. Yeah. It was a week ago they played, and it's glorious weather all week. I'll get you the list. I wrote them all down, obviously all the temperatures. It's a glorious all week, gets to Sunday, and all of a sudden it's like 4 degrees and kind of rainy. Like it's there. It's not enough to say no game, but it's enough to go, oh no, it's not that fun.
Right.
But fortunately I had just said, hey man, I've been busy. I haven't even been out to practice yet. So I'm not going to play. I'll umpire. I'll just do the umpire. I'll umpire for you guys. And I hate umpiring. I don't know about you.
I've never done it.
Yeah. Continue doing that. It is not fun.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a great thing. You got to pay attention like all the time, first of all.
Not good. Not good for me.
No. I'm like, hey guys, I got like a podcast going on in here. Listening to one, not recording one. But, you know, I got other stuff going on. I'm doing reading up on some things, and your baseball's kind of getting in the way here. So, did that. I'm in the middle of the bathroom renovation still, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not taking longer than I thought. It's just taking longer than I'd like.
Okay.
Because I have to learn things, man. They do things different here. I think I've mentioned that.
Yeah.
But I'd like, once I got the walls apart, I was like, oh, that's what that is. And now I have to figure out how to put it back together, but properly this time.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I got that done. I got it all demoed, which I thought the demo would take like, I think I called it demo day. That was really underestimating the time.
Okay.
It ended up being like I went and borrowed my in-laws' trailer, like the utility trailer, to take some stuff for the dump. I thought, okay, I'll take this load to the dump and it'll be good. Yes, it was three loads to the dump. It was barely managed to squeeze it into three loads. It was so much stuff that I had to take out of there. And but got it out and then had to hit pause because I had hernia surgery.
How was that?
It's all right. And
yeah,
I was sleeping. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Assume they did.
You're fixed now though? You're ready to take on the world? Or do you have to like wait for lifting for a few weeks, or what's the protocol?
Yeah, I don't know because this was scheduled. Well, this was a scheduled surgery. So this is not an emergency, and it was rather minor. I think the idea was, hey, let's do the minor one now instead of waiting a year and then doing a really big one.
Gotcha.
Which I think was the plan. I don't know. He'd be speaking German. And Dr. Schwartz, though, maybe you know him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long lost cousin or something.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys are related. He's a bit ornery, so probably.
Okay.
No, good guy, and evidently he's. I'll be that guy who's like, oh, he's the best. I get the best. Yeah, I have no idea. For sure. I've compared him to zero people, but
right.
Yeah, in terms of the people who have performed hernia surgery on me, he is the best. In that range, it's one of one though at this point.
Yeah, that's good though.
Yeah. So far he's winning. But so anyway, it was scheduled. Went in, and It's pretty simple. I went in, like, he's like, yeah, you're gonna be here at the clinic, which is not far from my house. He's like, yeah, at 6 a.m. I said, oh boy, that's not awesome. But then I was like, I was home by 8 in the morning, which is great. So in and out, done. But then I had seen him the next day. I was like, all right, I could ask him, like, hey, when can I exercise next? Because I'm kind of bored already after the first day. And
right.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm hoping, because it was 6 in the morning, right? So I was like, I was hoping he would be like, oh, you know, after dinner tonight. It's like, this is the next day, right? And yeah. I was like, yeah, because, I don't know, I assumed he used the good stitches. I don't know.
Sure, yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, 2 to 3 weeks. I was like, what? I was like, oh, okay, so 2 weeks. I was like, I'm gonna go, if you say 2 to 3, I'm going with 2, right? And then, yeah. and then even that, I'm going to round down to 10 days, I think. You know more than I do. You're a doctor.
Sure. Yeah. No, you're fine. You should take, you know, no more than 3.5 hours and continue activity as normal.
That's why I got the surgery in the first place. Otherwise, I wouldn't have bothered.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's actually, so I'm like 4 days out now, or 5 days, I guess, 5 days out. It's fine. I can move normally now. I'm not doing anything. I'm actually taking time off, which is not what I wanted to do, but, yes, we're fine.
Okay. Good to hear.
That's all. Photo stuff though. I didn't take. Yeah. I took some photos. I actually took a lot more photos this month than I thought I did. In terms of photo things, I won't say I bought, because I ordered a new lens. We'll see when it comes. But I bought a new lens.
What would you get?
I bought a used lens. It's pretty old. It's an older lens.
Okay, and what'd you?
I opted to go after a reasonably minimal amount of online research. I opted to go for the 300mm f/4.
Okay, and this is for baseball.
That was definitely part of it. Also, I've been experiencing. Remember, like, I've told the story about him probably too many times, but me dropping my camera in front of the Call Me Maybe girl.
Yeah.
That's not her name. Her name's Carly Rae Jepsen, but I don't know. It's a little disrespectful of me to call her the Call Me Maybe girl. But anyways, sure. I was trying to be short, just a quick reference, and now it went long. That's the lens. The 70 to 200 is the lens I dropped, and the focus, it broke a little bit. It wasn't really working that great on the Mark III. When I bought the R6 and used the adapter, it was working again. But since, I've experienced a few misses with that lens, focus wise.
Okay.
And so nothing major. Like it is I think I might have even included. No, I didn't include. There was a photo I was going to include this week. Maybe there was where it's in the range of acceptability. But if you're going to spend that kind of money on a camera and a lens, you don't want acceptable. You want good.
Right.
So it was time to. I think it's honestly time to replace that lens. I don't know about you, but I find that whenever I use the 70 to 200, I use it at 200 most of the time.
Yeah, I think I'm probably at least the last 40mm of that range. So yeah, mm-hmm. I would agree. I'm not using it at the 70mm end very often. So if that was the case, if I planned to do that, then I probably am shooting with the 85. So
right.
When I take it out, same thing, I'm using it as a longer lens. So probably somewhere between, 150 and 200, I would say most of the time.
Which is weird, because at 70mm, it's a great lens. And when you're, you know, doing the zooming, which the whole point is, hey, let's do this quickly. let's get in and, you know, let's change focal lengths rather quickly, have some options. But I do feel that. I'm like, why would I bother at 70 when I have an 85 sitting there just waiting to be awesome? And here I am using the inferior L lens, which is silly. Silly nonsense. But I also find, like, why would I take a lens that large to use it at 70 when I could get away with the 85, which is much more compact? So there's all that psychological nonsense goes in, but I end up using it around, you know, 190 to 200 mils. That's where I live. And even then, for baseball, as you know, or baseball or hockey, the 200's okay. It's fine. It's good. You could be closer sometimes.
Sure. Yeah.
So that was my calculus. Now, these 70 to 200 lenses pop up, like the ones that you and I have, they pop up at the used store here relatively, I don't still say often, but often enough that I could probably pick one up for under $300.
Well, that's way cheaper than it would be out here.
Really? The F4L?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'm, yeah, no, it's around, I think I saw one for $299. That's a 15-year-old lens, right? Like that, they're old.
I know. Yeah.
And yours are they're still going for that. Now, other lenses here go for quite a lot of money, but for some reason that one seems to be, now back in the day, I bought that one in 2008-ish, 9, something like that, 10, 11. What was after 11, 12? Right.
Yeah.
I have a widget on my phone for this. I could find out. So I bought it around, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago. I remember paying around $700 Canadian.
Yeah.
American probably.
I think when I picked it up, I think it was under 700. It was like 650 or something. Mm-hmm. But it's held its value for whatever reason. I don't think you could buy used here for maybe $500. Maybe. I don't even know.
Okay. So I was looking into all that, and I was like, all right, well, you know what? I kind of want to go a little further. I want something that, you know, for baseball and potentially for hockey as well, which, you know, when you're in the rank, you need, you know, F4, even F4 is tough. But like my 70 to 200 with the F4 is okay. I don't want to go, you know, higher than that to a 5, 6, or an 8. So I looked at the 400 mil lenses, and they were just too expensive. But a used 300 F4L with the what do you call it, the IS built in.
Okay.
The older one, obviously, but it's still there. It was around $500. So I thought, yeah, I'm gonna roll the dice on this. So there's a whole bunch. There's a few online I could find, and I had to order it. I couldn't find anything nearby me. And so I had to order it from a place, a reputable place, I hope, anyways. So hopefully it shows up this week. Otherwise, I got some legal stuff to talk to you about.
Now, like, size of that lens, is that a bigger than the 70 to 200? Is that smaller? What is that form factor?
I believe it's bigger, but lighter.
Okay.
Because of the no zoom, it's 300 the end, which I'm like I was saying, like if I'm using my 200 at 200 and not getting enough reach for what I want, it's like, well, let's go with the 300 and see how that goes. And I'm fingers crossed that it's the right lens. I hope it is. I think it is. I think it's going to be pretty cool for portraits as well. It's going to be kind of a cool look. So I can either go 85 or 300. It's going to be kind of a big jump for outdoor portraits, unless you're going to shoot through a doorway and a window from the other room. Then maybe.
Right.
So, yeah. So we'll see how that goes. I'm looking forward to that. I'll bet you the video looks pretty cool on that, too, is my guess.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, yeah, that sounds good.
So you're caught up. We'll talk about that next week. But did you shoot anything interesting this month?
I did. I just got back from the in-laws' place, so I did take some photos while we were up there. I brought my camera and shot some photos of grandma and grandpa with the grandkids just outside. And of course, I just got back a couple hours ago, so I haven't uploaded anything. So I did shoot photos, so something hopefully will be ready for the next time we podcast. And then I took, what else did I take? Oh, we were in Disneyland because it was spring break too. Like, we've been busy because the last 2 weeks has been spring break here. So we went to Disneyland. I didn't take a camera, surprisingly. Or I did take, I think I threw in my bag or in my carry-on the Sony, and then I took maybe three photos with it and just realized, no, not even taking a camera into the park. It's just easier.
Just have Sony?
Yeah, it's just easier just to have a phone and not even worry about a camera at all. So
What's the Sony? What's the Sony you took?
Oh, sorry, not the Sony, the Fuji.
The Fuji. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so I took the Fuji and then I didn't use it. I didn't find a use for it. So I thought it was just easier just to use phones. And they have that thing where the photographers in the park, like, they take your photo and then you just scan a barcode and it goes right into your account, all the photos they take. So it's just far easier to not bring a camera at all.
Is that all included in the price?
Yeah. Or it's like, it's part of, I don't know, if you subscribe to the app. So I think you have to pay if you want to use the app that makes all the ride reservations, blah, blah, blah. So you could get a basic ticket, but the photo pass is included with the one that allows, like, the one that you want to have, which allows you to book all your ride reservations. So that is a, it's a nice little perk. And then all the rides, like, you know how they have the roller coaster and then it takes your picture at a certain point, like, all those mm-hmm. pictures also go right into your account. So we have, you know, it's a pretty neat way to not have to worry about packing a camera on, and then you have all the pictures from the rides mixed with, you know, whatever, you know, you stop and do. Like, we did like a Mickey Mouse picture. We got that. And so actually two different Mickeys, like a wizard Mickey. And we randomly came across the infamous Newsboy Mickey. So we have different Mickey shots that are all in there. So at some point, like, I didn't take any of these photos, but at some point I'll have to upload those to a computer. I think they're just stored in our account that I can access on my phone, but I haven't actually done anything with any of those photos. Somewhere a photo book, in the future.
That's amazing technology, but that's ultimately got to be bad for you, as a massage therapist, because that's cutting into your business now. Because I remember your business, like, when I was in Disneyland when I was like 7 years old, and my dad was a photo guy back then. He was like one of the few photo enthusiasts. He had like obviously the film cameras, the FTB and what, and different lenses, multiple different FD lenses, and he couldn't decide what to bring when we were that age. I remember back then, so he had a big camera bag, and it was just like carrying this massive camera, like your regular, like the one I'm looking at right now, like the big kind of, not even a cool one like you have. Like your cool, what do you call it? Your sling bag. Not even that. It's just like one of those big, giant camera bags slung over his shoulder. So I assume he had to go to physiotherapy after Disneyland.
Probably, yeah. He probably did. Because it's no fun, especially if you're, you know, our hotel was a good trek, like a good 20 minutes-ish back and forth to the park. So, you know, we traveled light. There was no backpacks. Our kids are older now too, but there's no backpacks or any of that stuff, because we're like, no, forget it. You know, like, water bottle is about all. And even that we didn't bring most of the time. So, it was really nice to not have to worry about lugging any of that extra weight around. Yeah. So no, it was good travel. I didn't do it. I thought about it after day one. I'm like, no, I don't need a camera. Like, you know, we're gonna have the photographers take a few pictures and really just kind of be there having fun. So no, it was good.
So the message is, throw your camera in the garbage. Brought to you by the Two Hosers Photo Show.
I think the takeaway is, or, you know, not even the takeaway. When I saw most of the people with the nicer camera setups at the park, they all had very young kids. So you weren't going to be probably doing as much of the thrill rides. You were going to be hunting for characters and, you know, right, getting that kind of experience. So as a result, there's going to be a lot of downtime where you could take photos, whereas we were jumping from thrill ride to thrill ride, and it really wasn't conducive to carrying a camera around for our experience purposes. So there were a number of people with those nice cameras, but they were right, generally packing small kids and strollers.
What are people taking when you say nice camera? Because my experience is people mostly just take phones everywhere, and we've mentioned it a million times. The phones are pretty great. They're not as good as the nice, you know, 50mm lens cameras, stuff like that. But they do a great job, and for what you're describing. But the people who do have the what are they bringing? Zoom lenses? What do they got?
I mean, most of them had. Like the people that I noticed anyways had like the bigger camera bodies. Now, whether they were, you know, Sony's or Canon's or Nikon's, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to that. Right. But a setup that would look like, you know, what we're carrying around with, say, like a 24-105 kind of lens on it, right? Like that right, kind of size setup. But whether it's mirrorless or an SLR, I don't know, but just that kind of size setup. And I was like, oh yeah, to warrant taking that, you've got to be taking a lot of photos, because it is a extra pain in the rear to have to pack that around.
Right, there's got to be a lot of photo and probably some video as well, which is what I like.
Yeah, maybe both. Yeah, maybe video as well. Yeah.
If my kids were that age, were like the young, you know, 5 or 6 or however old we're talking, and knew what Disney was, which they do-ish, like they'll know, my daughter will know a couple things. Obviously, she'll know Finding Nemo, because your daughter's the star of that, on stage.
Sure.
Right. So she would know what that is, but... Like my kids, it would be such a waste of time to fly to, but like to go to Disneyland for the characters. They would be like, sure. Oh,
yeah,
sure, I might, maybe. And that would be that.
Yeah.
But I would take the 24-105 on the R6 if I was that guy. That's what I'd go with. Something that can handle everything. I don't got to switch lenses. I can walk around with that on my shoulder and probably bring a Ziploc bag to throw over it when we do Splash Mountain.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. How was the in-laws? Have you been there in a while? Up in that?
No, I hadn't been there for quite some time. So it was good. Yeah, we did an Easter egg hunt this morning. So I remember taking photos of the kids when they were little doing it. I don't know, must have been, you know, probably 10 years ago that I took pictures of them doing kind of the last hunting. I mean, they've been up there, but you know, being there and doing the hunt, like it seemed like, oh, I'm going to take photos again. So I'll have to look at what I got, but you know, playing on the swing again, I try to do some then and now type photos so that I could compare to some of the old stuff that I haven't looked at for a while. So, because again, like the background and the scenery is also familiar. So I have a few kind of photos in my head that I want to now compare them to now that they're so much older.
Right. Now I have done that Easter egg hunt with you.
That's right. Yeah.
Before any of us had kids.
It was a thing.
And is your sister-in-law still enthusiastic about winning?
No, she wasn't there. It was just our family, because my brother-in-law and his family were down. Actually, they were down on the coast because they had a baseball game, so they weren't there. And neither was my other sister-in-law. So it was just our family. So the Easter egg hunt was pretty small, and actually, it was just Jack head-to-head versus Sarah. I did some of the hiding with my father-in-law, and then I took pictures, but it was just a head-to-head affair. Last time you were here, there was a lot of people involved.
There was a lot of people involved. And one of the things I remember about that time is what I was reminded of it yesterday when I was spoiler alert, I was hiding the eggs. I'm the Easter Bunny here, and sorry to ruin it for the kids listening, but I was thinking about it now. So this would be like our ninth Easter in the house, and there are a couple of, you know, the go-to hiding spots that still exist 9 consecutive years, right?
Sure.
And I remember that. I remember your sister-in-law, because it's the house that she grew up in as a kid that we were at, and she was remarking about, oh, that there's always an egg here in this one, like in this part of the tree or whatever it was. They had their regular hiding spots.
Right.
Which I really appreciated that. And I thought about it yesterday, because I was like, yeah, that's the thing. I remember that as when I was a kid, and then, which ties in with you doing the then and now photos as well. So look forward to seeing those, because I really love it up there. It's been even longer since I've been up in the interior. It might have been that Easter egg hunt like in 2006 or something. Like it might be that long since I've been to the interior. Is it the same as 2006? Nothing's changed.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Okay. Some of it burned down and stuff costs more now, but other than that,
yeah,
it's the same. So there's that. What did I do? I took my camera out. I told you we had some nice weather. So we had my son's age, U12. There's a difference between 12U and U12. Did you know that, Adam?
No. What's the difference?
So U12, it gets confusing. I don't know why they do it this way, but it's called U12 here, which means you can't be 12.
Okay.
Very negative way to put it. Whereas if you have 11U, it's like you can be 11 or younger. But
oh, okay.
So that's that. So it's 12U, which is 11U. No, U11. U12, it's U12, which is 11U.
Right.
Are you with me?
No. Gotcha. Yep. I'm still with you. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, there was a tryout camp 2 weeks ago for the Baden-Württemberg, the provincial team, the provincial select team for the 11U, 12U. Jeepers, team, and so my son and a couple of his teammates, I offered to take them out for extra practices. So we had batting practice one day. So I snapped a quick photo of them. Oh, and that by the way, so the tryout camp came a couple of weeks early this year, and he was getting a new bat for Easter yesterday. Except the tryout camp was 2 weeks early.
Okay.
See the problem here?
Yeah, didn't come in time.
So the Easter Bunny had to come early. That's what ended up happening. The Easter Bunny dropped it off 2 weeks early so he could swing his new stick. He wanted to swing the new stick for the tryout. So he did that. So I think that actually is the 70. I don't even know what that is. I think that might be the 70 to 200 at around 70, like we previously talked about, the shot of him and his buddies there. Okay. And then so... That was the lead up. That was a couple days before. I went and took some batting practice before the tryout camp. And then on the Saturday before, he had his last hockey game. So we got to do the North American two sports, one weekend move.
Okay.
Which I kind of love that. So there he is, a couple shots. It's one shot of him playing hockey. I got a million shots. So you tell the listeners about this shot while I go let my cat out.
Great.
No, go. Yeah. It'll be 1 second. I'm off mic now. So you
okay,
can hear you, though.
I don't know which shot we're actually talking about. So.
One of him skating.
The one of him skating. Okay. He's got the puck on his back end, and he's making a sharp turn. Looking like he's super focused on whether or not the puck's actually on his stick or not. Like, yeah, super focused.
Yeah, he should have his head up, really.
A little bit.
I was hoping he'd get his head up. But, yeah. There's that. I think the good, what I'm just noticing now is that it's funny seeing the advertising on the boards, because there's an ad for something, a company that's on Einstein Street, which is kind of funny to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there's Einstein Street. So, yeah, nothing tremendously remarkable. I mean, I got a lot of what I think are good shots because they're my son, but nothing I wanted to share. But I just picked one at random of him about to get trucked by some kid. Seen him with his head down. Scott Stevens is coming in with the hip right now. And that's what's going to happen on this one. But then I snapped his photo after. Actually, one of the ladies who runs the team, her daughter was playing her last game with this team or whatever, and asked if I would take a photo on the ice after the game. And I said, yeah, no problem. So I did. And then I was like, my son was there. I said, you come over here and grab one too, with the hockey hair. And so just snapped one quick. Again, 70 to 200. Probably at around the 200 mil range, and there's that. Then the next day was the tryout camp.
Okay.
So here he is. This is the exhibition game at the end, the inter-squad game. So he's playing first base, and his buddy from the other pitcher was, I think he was base hit, got walked, something like that. I don't know. But he's on first base. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
So got that. Getting ready to use the new stick at the plate.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Got that. Went on the mound pitching. That's why you gotta wear your name tag on your hat. That's how you do it at these tryout camps. It's like 45 kids, right? So.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why. Because it does look goofy with the hat, name on the hat. There he is doing some pitching. And spoiler alert, he made the team.
Okay, so what does that mean?
We play in the tournament in a couple months.
Okay.
It's a weekend tournament where all the... I'm not sure if it's all the provinces. That would make 16 teams, but I don't know how... I'm new to all this. I have no idea. I had no idea that he'd make the team or not. And so... it's in a couple weeks. There's a tournament up in a city called Bonn. Have you heard of it?
Maybe.
It was the temporary capital of Germany when it was West Germany. It was in Bonn.
Okay.
That's up near Cologne. And so, anyways, we go up there in a couple months, and he goes, it's a big weekend tournament. He plays with the select kids. So we're very excited about that. That was actually a goal he'd set out for himself this year. He wanted to make this team. And so he was, we've been out hitting a lot and taking ground balls, fly balls, pitching. Baseball. I should have just said baseball. I don't know why I got specific. Because at this age, what do you do at this, at 10? You're like, yeah, you do all the things. You don't just pick the one.
Right.
Yeah. You're not PO at 10. So. So did that. And then a couple days later, I took a page out of the Adam playbook and took my first real hockey team photo. Asked if I would do that for the whole, like, it's not just one team, it's a whole, like a couple of, like, whatever, the U9s, U11s, they all practice together. So on the last day of the season, they asked, hey, would you take a team photo? And that's a mess, by the way. Having this many kids, which is, how many kids in this photo? 40? Something like that?
A lot. Yeah, probably that many, it looks like it. Maybe more.
Yeah, of different ages. None of them are really focused. So I have a few lights on the ice. I was able to shoot a couple of flashes in umbrellas, which I didn't think I would. I didn't think it'd be enough power at this distance, but it was. With the R6 on a tripod on the ice. But when the kids aren't sitting there lined up, they think it's a good idea to just rip around with no helmets on next to my equipment.
Not good.
Doesn't make you feel good, does it?
No.
No. No. So there's that. Anyways, that's the team photo.
Yeah, it looks good.
Boy, we're almost out of things that I shot. Oh, and a couple of friends said, do you know these folks?
No.
You might not know them. Okay, grew up in Richmond and played baseball with Chad and his wife. Went to elementary school with his wife, Gail. And there was their first trip to Europe. They came over traveling around and popped into Tübingen one day. So I snapped their photo at the spot. Like when you do come to Tübingen, Adam,
yeah, one day. Yeah, this is the spot, yeah.
You'll come in May, though. You'll wait because they put flowers up. You see the flower holders there. It's actually much nicer. This March is fine. Don't come in March. But they were here and snapped their photo and then got a photo with them in the Marktplatz. And that's it.
Nice.
The end.
Yeah, looks good.
And you see nice weather. So good to see them. Did you hand your camera?
Who took the picture that you're in?
That was their, so they came over to see their, they had a exchange student live with them in Delta like 12 years ago or something. And they came over to visit that guy and his family.
Oh, okay. And
so yeah. he snapped the photo. It was one of those situations where I was like, hey, because he taken some pictures. He said he's a camera enthusiast. So I was like, okay, are you familiar with back button focus? Kind of half joking, and he's like, yeah, I am. I was like, okay, I can't tell if you're being sincere. I don't know. I was like, so you know back button focus? Yeah, no, I know a little bit about it. I was like, okay, so no, the answer is no. it's just fine. You don't need to know. So I gave him the old. I focused it, said, stand here, do not touch anything but the shutter. Just snap the photo. And this is what he got.
Nice. Yeah, that's good.
It's in focus. I think I put it at like an F8 and said, hey, you can't mess this up. F8, 50 mil, go. That was my plan. So anyways, nice weather. All right, we should get into some more photo stuff.
Okay, that was lots of photo stuff though. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the topic. Which is...
Oh, right. Yeah, Flash, yeah. Right?
Oh, do you have more photo stuff that you want to talk about? Maybe next month? No.
But you're saying you should get into photo stuff. I thought this is a lot of photo stuff.
It actually was. I was a terrible segue. I got to tell you, in the last 4 weeks, I've gotten soft on segues.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of that's the hernia surgery as well. So, all right, photo topic. This week, and it is the challenge topic, everything. It is our monthly challenge, which is kind of what we're doing here, right? Like, if you haven't figured it out, which people have, by the way, because of a very, very minimal amount of entries this month.
Okay.
So I don't know what to make of this. First of all, there's actually three and one accident one that I'm going to include because we have to pad this out a little bit. Okay. What is your thought process? Are people, have they moved on from us, or they just weren't sure if we'd show up for this month?
Maybe both. I'm not sure.
Oh, I was dreading that it was both.
Yeah, it could be both.
Okay. We will show up for the monthly challenge. That's what's going to happen here. I 100%, like, I don't know, like I mentioned earlier, I think it was off the air. I'm actually running on empty right now. Million things, like, for no reason, had a month to get prepared for this, and then just everything comes crashing at once, as is life. But be that as it may, I was still looking forward to recording this episode. Until now, of course. Now it's obviously come off the rails, but it before we started, I was like, nah, man, even though I would really rather stay in bed, I do want to record this because I miss it. I want to get caught up. And so I can tell you this, for the April challenge, we're going to be there.
We're going to be there.
So if there's also 3.5 submissions next month, then it's mirror time for you and me.
Okay. All right.
A long look in the mirror. Okay. What will happen. So anyways, let's flip it around. Let's do the listeners first.
Okay.
Okay. First up, this is Frank SK Pang. Now, what does the SK stand for?
Still killing it.
That is awesome. That'd be SKI, but I guess if you're still killing it, you can just leave the I off.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's good.
Yeah.
I was going to go with like super camera or something.
Right. Just misspelled.
Well, not in Russia.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So first up is Frank. And so I was like, okay, it's flash, but he went with flash light. See the pause there?
Yeah, he mixed, he zigged when we were zagging.
Yeah, he does get minus 1 point for calling the photo challenge. That's definitely demerit.
I didn't notice that, but good call.
I'm noticing it in real time right now. So there's that. So he took a picture of his flashlights.
Yeah.
No, it begs the question.
What's that?
Why the flashlight enthusiasm? That's five flashlights I'm looking at, right? As far as I can tell.
Yeah, it's a lot of flashlights.
It's a lot of flashlights.
He's ready for an apocalypse, I think.
Oh, okay. I thought I used to work on the X-Files.
Maybe, yeah. Or... you know, my first thought was like, are those lightsabers?
Yeah, they're not.
No, I thought he was a Jedi for a second.
Could be a Jedi. Yeah. Okay. All right. This is fine. I don't know. Why is there the Tony Stark light on the one flashlight? Like the button's lit up there.
Yeah, that's interesting and different. Yeah, I'm not sure what Frank's going for here, but I do like the play on the flash.
Yeah. I'm also hesitant to rip anybody a new one since we have so few entries as it is. So this could be the Mona Lisa of flashlight photos.
Yeah. Good job, Frank. We love it. We love it.
Yeah. Could you do us a favor? Take like four more of them, frame them all, and then we sell them. We'll try to move some units here.
Yeah. And then maybe make four different accounts and... Mm-hmm.
Put the numbers?
Entries. No, I was going to say put the entries under different aliases, and then it'll look like we have more submissions.
Right. All of them with the initials SK.
Yeah.
So I can't even think of a K name. Steve Kirkheim.
No, I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm doing the German things. I don't know. There's got to be a K. What's the last name that starts with K? Come on. Kiermaier.
Yeah, sure. Kiermaier.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. All right.
Kirk.
That's fine. The next up, last month's winner. This is Chad. He took the snowboard photo last week. Month.
Okay. Yeah, that was well done.
That we like. This one also well done. Very different. Chad got range.
Yeah, this is a cool looking flower shot. With the black background and the green and violet colors that really, really pops. Yeah, it's well done. So obviously, in order to kill the background like that, he's either used a black drape or some sort of black paper or whatever he's using for the background. And then he's got enough separation because he doesn't look like there's any light hitting that background whatsoever. And he's got flash that looks like it's coming from, you know, more than one angle, because the shaping on the flower petals is coming from both the left and the right. So maybe some sort of bounce on the left, right?
Well, it says in there on camera flash through a translucent white diffuser.
That's interesting.
So I'm not sure where he's bouncing it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it could be done that way based on, you know, where you get that on the left side of the flower, you've got like a darker area, lighter area than then a lighter area again. So, I mean, so there's something going on here, and it looks very shaped, very directional, the light.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just read the on camera flash bit right now. Again, this is happening in real time that I'm discovering this. So up until now, I was like, okay, this is a good photo. When I first saw it, I was like, it's great. Well done. But I didn't care. I was like, all right, it's fine. If I was scrolling through the internet, which I'm prone to do sometimes, I would not stop on this. It would be like, all right, I recognize how good that is as I click by it, because that's a flower.
Right.
Now that I'm reading the on-camera flash, unless it's off-camera flash, I read OCF as on-camera flash. Is it off-camera flash?
It must be. Has to be.
Only camera flash.
I think it's off-camera flash.
Oregon camera flash. No.
I'm going to say, based on the look, it's got to be off-camera flash.
But now it is, 100% is. I don't know why I read it as on-camera flash. Probably OCF probably even means off-camera too, and I should know that. I should absolutely know that. I was way more intrigued if it was on-camera. This would be amazing. If this was on-camera flash, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Off-camera flash, it's still fine.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, guys. There you go. All right. Still good, though. Next up. So this is Colin Cameron who submitted this on the group. I don't think there's a flash involved here.
No, it doesn't look like it.
It even says double exposure on film. So this is a double exposure on 35 millimeter film, which looks like a reflection in a window, like you're shooting some sort of as if you're at the statue store, like the bald squatting statue store.
Right.
And in behind you is a condominium.
Right.
That's what I feel like I'm looking at, and you're shooting through the window. That's what it looks like to me. But he's saying it's a double exposure. And there's no flash involved. So, what do we do?
I think we just move along. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to include it though, because he made the effort, you know?
Yeah.
Shot the film, developed it, got it out there. So there's that. All right. And next up is our winner, actually. I think this is the best version of the flash photo. Is Scott Broey, who this is a last minute submission as well. Like I just happened to see it before we hit record on the show. He just got it in just in time. And so I can see Scott is auditioning for a Cape Fear remake.
That's a reboot. Pull. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of different flashes going on here.
I assume it's two, isn't it two?
Maybe it's three.
Oh, could be three. What are you basing the three on?
Well, I guess one could be just like a floodlight or something, right?
You can see that one down below there.
Yeah, and that's shooting up into the wall and catching some of the ceiling, so that one. And then there's the one that's creating the yellow rim light.
Okay, yeah. There you go. So it's got to be two. Yeah. So it looks like I'm just noticing now, cuz what's kind of cool about shooting in this sort of scenario is that you can see the light stand in the photo now. But it
now Yeah, I didn't notice it until you said that. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't notice it until even I said it, and before that I didn't. And so it's popping out now that you can see it, but it kind of blends in up until this point if you don't really look for it. So I'm noticing that it's just got that one light, the other stand, which must be the one blasting him in the chest there, and then there's got to be one in behind him lighting up his back.
Right.
Yeah. So it's good mix of color is what I'm going for. Mm-hmm. And if I were to shoot this, I would have such a very small window to shoot this between the time that I shave my back and the time the stubble starts to grow in.
Mm-hmm. That's where you want to really get it.
10 minutes and some photoshopping to get rid of that. So I'm assuming that's what he did as well.
Yeah, looks freshly groomed.
Yeah, so it's an ad for Manscaped, which I think that's the name of. Is that the name of the thing? I think I've seen that. So there's that. No, a great use of color here, which it looks to me like I can't see. I'm assuming the flash on the wall and the ceiling. By the way, OSB ceiling, not a huge fan of that. That's definitely a point off. I'm not a fan of OSB. Oriented strand board. But the one going off the wall and into the ceiling is much bluer. I don't see a gel on it. Do you? Is that must be the one we're looking at.
Yeah, I think that's just the flash.
So that's just a bare flash. Crank the white balance to like 3000, makes that blue. And then really ramp up the orange on the other flashes, the CTOs. Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
I'm guessing the one hitting him from the front is like a full CTO, and the back has got to be like a double CTO. That's my guess.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again to both of you for submitting, and see if we can get up to 4.5 next month. That's our plan. So there's that. But you did one, Adam. You did a flash shot.
Yeah, I also did mine today.
Did you know that I did a baseball one and you did one as well? Or is it just a coincidence?
It's a coincidence. And the funny thing is when I don't have time to check ahead what you did. So
right.
I uploaded it and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to click on Al's and see what he has. And I'm like, mine is just like a zoomed in version of yours.
Sort of. Yours is better. I'll tell you why when I get to mine, but yeah.
Oh, okay. But again, like it's basically, I didn't hardly crop it. I shot it with this intent was just to zoom in on the white batting gloves with trying to use my son's shirt, which also he wore a gray t-shirt like your son did in his photos. Uh-huh. So they're both holding a baseball bat. My photo, spoiler alert, is just of the zoomed in hands and using the baseball t-shirt, which is also a baseball t-shirt, as the background to the batting gloves. So that that was my artistic impression. We went outside to do this and just on a wall or close to a wall. And then I backlit, my wife's holding one flash and I sort of had her go behind him and try to get a little bit of the gloves from the back. And then I held another flash off camera in my hand. So camera's in my right hand, flashes in my left hand, just to kind of shoot across. And that was it. That was it. The batting gloves are a new addition this season. He's very excited about them. These are a popular item you can't get here in Canada. So you have to order them from the States and then do what we did, which is drive across the line to pick them up from a mailbox, because otherwise it probably cost twice the batting gloves to pay the duty on them. So we just dart across the board and pick them up
from Point Roberts.
Yeah. Well, not Point Roberts, but just Blaine or whatever it's called, just on the other side of the line. So yeah. So we got Bruce Bolts, which is all the rage here.
I don't know what that is. What is it? Who is Bruce Bolt?
It is, it's a company that was started, I don't know how many years ago, a few years ago, by a kid, like a 16-year-old kid from Texas who just wanted to make really comfortable batting gloves. And then he got a bunch of MLB players buying them and then they just exploded.
Wow.
So it's you'll see there's lots of pro players wearing them, now, but obviously the lightning bolt on the back gives them away. So they have short cuff and long cuff, but the kids like want the long cuff because they're different. But Jack swears they're comfortable, but you know that's what he has to say because he really really wanted these.
And they're $40 a glove.
Yeah, something like that. To be honest, I'm not sure, but yeah, I would say that's probably
they gotta be. I mean, gloves have always been expensive though.
And the whole thing is like, they are like compared to batting gloves he's had in the past, they are extremely well made. They come with their own case. It's all the stuff, right?
And okay, so they have more than $40.
They have all. Oh yeah, I'm sure they're. I'm gonna say they're probably $100.
And for the pair.
Yeah, yeah. You don't buy one.
No, I was saying $40 a glove. I figured.
Yeah. I think that's probably in the ballpark. Of course, we're paying U.S. dollars, so everything is more expensive for Canadians. But no, really, kind of a cool item. So yeah, a lot of the pro players wearing them now. So there you go.
So does he not want to become the Canadian distributor?
That would be a great idea. There again, I imagine they would have no problem finding one. But as it is now. We haven't seen too many. We first saw them actually at a Vancouver Canadians game, and immediately we because we were sitting like Vancouver Canadians games, as you know, you can go sit like right behind the backstop. So when the guy on deck was kind of warming up, we're like, what are those batting gloves? So this was last year. And then immediately we start looking up lightning bolt batting gloves. Like, what are these? And then we found them. And then, you know how kids are, they know all the gear. So kids that Jack knew were all very aware of these gloves, but again, not many people were wearing them. And then now it's increased. So when we're watching MLB games, we're trying to pick out all the guys now that are wearing the Bruce Bolts.
Okay. I'm looking at it online now. Kind of a
neat story. Yeah, you can buy them online. Neat story that it's a 16-year-old kid who started this. And I think he's doing okay now. Yeah. I think he's probably in his 20s now, but he's done really, really well with this.
Evidently, because these... So the prices range on the long cuff batting gloves from like $115 to $150 a pair.
And then the short cuffs are in a little less demand, so I think they're cheaper. But they're also more readily available. You can find the short cuffs. I think you could probably even order them on Amazon, but the long cuffs are much harder to find.
I see. I'm looking at the King of JUCO series. I don't know if you know. Do you know who that is?
That's like, I don't know. He's like, what was YouTube it? TikTok? Guy. TikTok sensation or YouTube.
Oh, is he? I know him from YouTube. I don't do the TikTok, but I know him from YouTube. He's from like, I think he played for Douglas College.
Okay,
he's the dude. He's a funny dude. He's I say Eric because I used to see some of those videos of the bat with him and the Bat Bros and all that. If I'm sure,
yeah,
I'm sure Jack watches those guys.
Yeah, we know all that. Yeah,
yeah. So but I was surprised to find out that he's I think he's from the valley somewhere out where you are. So there you go.
There you go.
Awesome. So I remember back in the day, I probably paid $25 for a Franklin batting glove that would last you partway through your first exhibition game and then it would tear. And so it would be like, all right, well that's done. And now I'm just no longer a batting glove guy, but, I do appreciate a good solid batting glove. So looks cool.
There you go.
I know with a shot like this, you're going to become the Canadian rep for sure. I don't see it being a thing. Yeah.
All right.
Like, not you, your son.
Okay.
All right. So I took a shot of my son yesterday. This is yesterday because I was like, oh boy, what am I going to do for the flash? And I wanted a shot of him with his new bat. I had the white background set up for some baby photos that we took yesterday. And so we got home from Easter Sunday and I said, hey, buddy, let's head downstairs. Put on your new Tubing and Hawks trekker hat, by the way. Thoughts on that?
It's good. It looks good. Yeah, this is because it's the mesh back. Is that the trekker part? Okay.
Pretty much. It's just a colloquialism, maybe, for a trekker hat. They call it that. But a guy on our team, American dude, the coach, he just ordered a bunch when he was in America and brought them over. And even though I don't love our logo, I'm on record with not liking our hat logo at all. It doesn't speak to, like, what is it? Is this, oh, that Tubingen. Is that what that says to you?
No.
It's basically like, hey, imagine if, you know, Magnum PI misspelled Detroit. That's what that is.
Okay.
And that's what the H is, the old English H. And but the trucker style hats, the mesh back hats are pretty cool. We're not wearing these aren't for the games, these are just for the fans. And so my son had one, and up until like 2 days ago, he had wicked awesome trucker hat hair. But he just decided, he as cool as his hair was, he had amazing, you see from the other photo, he had awesome, awesome hockey hair. He just did not want it for the summer. And so he went and got his hair cut, unfortunately. Nice. Boo. Boo, yeah. Buddy. Boo. But anyway, so I want him, just a photo of him in the white background with his new bat. So I said, just stand there and just pose for me. And he can't. This is terrible. Okay. Look at this pose.
It's not bad. I think you're being too hard on him.
Okay, I'll be as hard on him as I want to be. He's my son, Adam.
Okay, sorry, yeah. Sorry.
Don't boss me. Yeah, he's okay. Fine. He's fine. He's fine. But I he's just a smiley kid. I say, hey, just sit there and kind of look cool. And he's like, I'm a smiley kid, Dad. And I'm like, yes, you are. You are a smiley kid. So it's fine. He's standing. He's okay. This I choked this one out of him. Like, wait, no, that's a terrible way to put it. I squeezed this one out of him. Okay. Because otherwise, like, he was flaring his elbows out or then jamming them in. And he just couldn't stand there normally. But so here it is. Anyways, standard white background, soft box, the big soft box, pretty far camera right, which is what kind of gives you that shape on the face. Enough light spread across his face, but still shadow on the one side. And smiley kid.
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
All right. And I used a flash. So hence the March challenge of flash. All right. Qualify. Once again, thanks to everybody who submitted the challenge for April. Since I'm lobbing this one right in my own wheelhouse, Adam. Hopefully, okay. Hopefully my lens shows up. So the challenge is long lens.
Okay, done.
For April. So there's that. I want to see what Frank SK is going to do with that.
He's still going to kill it.
Obviously, still killing it. SKI. So there's that. All right, throw that in our Flickr group. And we will talk about that in 4 weeks from now. That's going to happen. Or 4 or 5 weeks, I guess. Otherwise, it'll be April. Whatever. You know, at the beginning of May, we'll talk about this at the beginning of May. So don't let Adam down this time. That's what I'm telling
okay.
you.
Okay, yeah.
Websites, Adam, where can we find your Disney account?
No, you can't. I'm a ghost on the internet.
Okay. I was hoping to find all your Disney photos. I think if we all just log into your account, we can just save the middleman. So, yes, he'll publish that on his TikTok. You can go and get all the login info on there. Yeah. And my stuff, you can find at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, the photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next month. Get out there and make better photos.